HKX, mobile.
For HKX in 0TR.
KX, morning, Tom.
Good morning, Patrick. Oh, just sitting here quivering. I just got done eating some cereal with some good old South Carolina peaches on it, and I got some icy hot all over my back, so it kind of makes me cold, by golly. Well, I guess Fred arrives tonight, and we can expect heavy rain after that. How's your day going?
So good. I'm staying dry, dodging the rain, at least when I'm having to get out of the truck. So that's having a good day so far.
Where you at and where you headed?
Heading out of Dacresville back over to Slater, Marietta, and then I'll be working my way back down into Traveler's Rest and then down into a little bit of Berea here this afternoon.
Well, I know where Traveler's Rest is, but Slater, Marietta, I never heard of that.
The 276 toward Cedar's Head, you're heading back up into North Carolina that way.
How many miles you drive on your route, Patrick?
It's different every day, but it's not uncommon for me to go 150 to 175 miles a day.
I'm telling you, those highways are dangerous. I've seen, I was watching the news here, and three dead on I-26 this morning. I don't know what happened in that wreck, but it wasn't good.
By that one, I know there's a shooting down there on I-26 over the weekend.
We have shootings every day somewhere around here in this better world, they tell me, that we're living in nowadays. Hi.
On the sarcasm there.
They really do have a lot. Well, on the brighter side, I had a nice visit yesterday from one of our ham friends, KB4. CBA, I started to say JBQ. No, that's Larry. CBA. Dave come on his motorcycle and visited a little while and had a lot of fun with that.
Got him out of the Mustang and away from tennis.
Up this way and give me a call and ask if I'd like to see his motorcycle. And, oh, I always love to see motorcycles. And he drove over. Boy, that's a beautiful Honda he's got. It really is. And he had a little trouble with some fluid levels in the cylinder that runs the shifter. And very rare for anything to go wrong with a Honda, but he's got to check that fluid level on it, he said, because it started getting hard shifting on the way home.
Got some little seal leaking just a little bit, but generally not too much goes wrong with them. They're pretty dependable.
Got a Harley. You don't have to tow a trailer behind a pickup wherever you go. Shoot. I like the Hondas. They're really nice. I had a friend up in Kansas, and he'd buy and he particularly liked getting the older four-cylinder ones. He said he had just been to Wyoming to pick one up from Kansas. I said, wow, that doesn't seem economically feasible. And he said, oh, yeah. So you just change the timing belt in them, put some new tires on them, and I think one other little thing. And he says, they're ready to go. And he said they sell like hotcakes. And that was the old four-cylinder ones. Now, he still bought most anything from scooters to six-cylinder ones and that. But he particularly liked the Hondas. He said they just never wear out.
next Friday. Yeah, they're pretty dependable, and they last a long time. So that's like the old Honda Gold Wings and all that. They've got a pretty good reputation on those.
Paul Morgan was his name. That's what he went and bought. And he was retired, and he just did that on the side to make some money. But he always had three or four of them around. I was very tempted to buy one, and I didn't. Probably for the best. But Dave's a six-cylinder. God, it's pretty. It's a heavy bike, heavier than what I would have guessed, you know. But the Gold Wings aren't exactly light either. But I'm sure they're less than a hog.
Well, I've never owned one, and I really have no desire to own one to ride on the road. My whole family does the Harley thing, but I don't know, I just can't get into it. After watching some of these people drive out here on the road, I think I'll just all pass.
These are a tradition, and they're hardcore, and you're not going to ever change them, even if you explain to them why they can't be as smooth or as reliable as the Jap bikes are. It's traditional. They are beautiful, and they are American, and that's good, but I think the Gold Wings made over here, as are most of the foreign cars. They're made over here, and they employ a lot of Americans, so don't bother me a bit to buy a Toyota. My Avalons that I've owned, and I've got the articles to prove it, have more American-made parts than any other car manufactured in the United States.
It's hard to find anything that's built over here that, I don't know, it's hard to find anything that's actually built fully in the U.S. anymore.
I used to kind of keep up on it a lot, but not so much anymore, but I noticed with the Japanese cars, almost everything got to be made over here. But the exception was the transmission. And they still seem like the transmissions come from over there, but I don't think they do anymore, but I'm not sure about that. But they do have certain cars like that Scion. It's made entirely in Japan, I think. But they tell you so. Right up front. Boy, we went to Walmart last night. We don't usually venture out of an evening. I'm telling you, that Walmart in Greer, first of all, you don't feel too safe going in there at night. And second of all, it was a mess. I'm telling you, stuff on the shelves was scattered all over the place. You couldn't find anything that you were looking for. Just a total mess. I don't know if it's because of not able to hire employees or what. The shelves were not stocked. I just wonder if it's the supply line still being messed up. But partly it's here, I think.
Well, the only thing has a lot to do with it. The ones that are there don't want to be there anymore, and then you can't get employees to work, so it's just a mess. But then you got the supply chain issue on top of it, and they shut down the biggest port in China over the weekend, so who knows what that's going to affect and how long it's going to be down. So it's going to get bad for long.
Chinese have accomplished exactly what they wanted to accomplish with this COVID-19, and it busted our economy and the economy of the world, and I think that's what they were up to. But just a personal opinion there. But I hadn't heard about that. What'd they shut down the largest port for?
COVID, and I'm getting it secondhand also from one of our tool suppliers, so I can't speak to 100% of what it was all about.
Well, Patrick, look at these car lots. As you look around, you talk about the supply chain. There's just they just don't have that many cars. Now, you see certain places down here that have a bunch of trucks or something, but as far as having their supply there, it looks to me pretty barren around the lots in these places. I went to Toyota for some filters here a while back, and good Lord, they never even had an Avalon on the lot other than that TRD model, which is for kids. And I asked that guy, I said, you know, I don't think I'd want to put TRD on the side of my car. I said, I'd rather have a Limited.
I'm with you on that one. There's too many close references there.
That's kind of, I told him that, and he began laughing. He said, I never thought about that, Tom. Shoot, but that model in an Avalon just doesn't jive. I mean, it's their luxury car, you might say. And it's all blacked out, all black wheels and all of that stuff. And you know what? Most of the crowd that's buying Avalons are not middle-aged. They're older folks. And the younger ones, say 30 to 50, they're buying the not the Corollas and the Camrys, but and they're a sharp looking car too. But I like the Avalon. It's more for us old folks.
I'm with you on that one, and I like something that rides good when I have to go on a long trip. But Tom, I'm gonna have to hop off here for a little bit. I gotta back into the driveway. So I'm going to say 73's to you, and I'll be here for your final KO4 HTX, and I'll be clear.
Okay, Patrick, you take care, be safe, have a great day. This is N0TR clear.